USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. It may be one of the most scathing condemnations of a local police department ever by the federal government. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the results of an investigation into the Louisville, Kentucky PD, and it spares nothing in detailing the actions of some officers.
Some have videotaped themselves throwing drinks at pedestrians from their cars, insulted people with disabilities, and called black people monkeys, animal, and boy. This conduct is unacceptable.
And said Garland, an affront to the vast majority of Louisville police officers who serve with honor. The report comes out nearly 3 years after Louisville police shot and killed Breonna Taylor during a botched no-knock raid. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has said it before and is saying it again before a House committee.
High inflation is causing significant hardship, and we're strongly committed to returning inflation to our 2% goal.
Which he says will mean possible aggressive interest rate hikes in the future, but he would not say exactly how much the next interest rate hike may be. What does the word woke mean to you? Some Republican politicians have made it a catch-all phrase to include political correctness and cancel culture.
But a majority of Americans see woke as something positive, an awareness of social injustice. A new USA Today Ipsos poll finds that 56% see it that way, including three-quarters of Democrats and more than a third of Republicans. About a quarter across party lines say they don't know enough about the term to make a judgment call. I'm Skip Kelly.
Another voice in the COVID discussion. Former CDC Director Robert Redfield says he believes it came from a lab leak in Wuhan, China. The Energy Department and the FBI share that belief, but some other agencies say COVID started naturally in one of Wuhan's live animal markets. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSync. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Heating your home this winter is bound to dry out the air, leading to not only flaky skin and chapped lips, but also sore throats, bloody noses, and higher chances of catching a cold. Consider adding a whole home humidifier to help protect your family this winter. Whole home humidifiers add moisture to cover your entire home efficiently and effectively. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
In the wake of the deaths of two Americans in Mexico at the hands of drug cartel soldiers, what should the U.S. do? South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham suggests we take a note from the Clinton administration and the problem with drugs in Colombia in the 1990s.
What did Bill Clinton do when it came to the Colombia cocaine problem? He sent the U.S. military to the country of Colombia to actually get involved in eradicating the cocaine dealers in Colombia to stop the flow in the United States.
Appearing on CNN, Graham said we do that by designating the Mexican drug cartels foreign terrorist organizations.
We make drug cartels foreign terrorist organizations, and we use military force if necessary to stop their poisoning of America, blow their labs up.
As for now, the U.S. long ago posted do not travel warnings for six of Mexico's 32 states. But travel experts remind us that none of the most popular tourist destinations like Cancun or Cabo San Lucas are in states with do not travel advisories. A jury in New York City begins deciding today whether a convicted terrorist will get the death penalty. Siopolo Saipov was convicted for driving a truck onto a bike path in 2017, killing eight people. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt's happy with yesterday's special election result, in which voters turned down a proposal to legalize recreational marijuana. Stitt says it's the best decision for keeping kids safe. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.